Amen. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you would turn to Romans chapter 2, verse 16. Romans chapter 2, verse 16. It says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Amen. In the day, let us read that together. Ready, read. Amen. Amen. So we want to talk about, amen. Get your act together. Amen. Get your act together, because there's a day coming when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to Paul's gospel. Amen. Paul says, God bless you. Can everybody say, get your act together?
Get your act together.
One more time.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated as we look at this short period of time. We want to say that some people just don't seem to be able to get it together. Amen. I don't know why. I don't know where the problem is. They just don't seem to be able to work some things out. Some people don't be able, are not able to just to straighten things out. They are not able to get their act together. Amen. The aim of our sermon is for us to make sure that we are justified in our actions. Amen. To make sure that we are justified in our action, whatever they may be. We want to make sure that whatever we do, that it is justified. It seems that some communities can't seem to get their act together, specifically in the black community. Amen. We just can't seem to get it together. After all we've been through, you would think by now that we would be able to get it together. But even in our communities, God wants to bless every community. We want to bless our children, but sometimes they can't get their act together. Amen. That is sad. The blessings that you're missing out on, and you can't seem to overcome certain obstacles that would help you to get it together, but it just don't seem to happen. Some churches don't seem to be able to get it together. Amen. Amen. We could go on with this C alliteration. Some couples don't seem, after all these years. How can time go by and you experience something for so long and still not be able, after studying it, after experiencing it, not be able to get it together? Amen. But it is a reality. We have to get our act together. Amen. You've heard that phrase, get your act together. Amen. We talk about getting your act together. Amen. It's the way you're acting. Amen, amen. It's whatever you're trying to achieve and acting within it. It is the way that you are showing out. Amen, 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 amen. It's the way that you're putting on. Amen, amen. That is repugnant, that is, I don't need to use that kind of word. It is offensive, it's distasteful. It is, we just don't seem to be able, amen, and I'm going to, amen, to get it together. All the things that we could be blessed with if we could ever, ever get it together. The Jews were not treating the Gentiles fairly, amen, and they had the law. Amen. You you have the law. Amen. You have God's holy word. And you can't get it together, and yet the Gentiles are able to get it together. The Jews, he was talking about the fact that those who hear the law in verse number 13 is one thing, but to be doers of the law is another. Amen. The Jews were listening to the law, but they were not doing the law. They just could not. And then they were in verse 15, they were, amen, accusing some and then excusing one another. Accusing others and excusing one another. Amen. They were God's chosen people, but and they had the law, but they could not get it together. Amen. But the Gentiles could. The Gentiles could get it together. Verse 14 says, even though they don't even have the law. They don't have the law, but yet they're able to get it together. We could go back and forth about whether or not they were able to get it together, or whether they thought they were able to get it together. But the fact of the matter is that God is going to take care of it. Amen. Amen. We seeing a lot of judging going on, but amen. But the right judge is going to be on the bench, according to verse 16. The Bible says a day is coming. Amen. Amen. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of all, amen, of all men, amen, by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Paul says, I'm not worried about it. A day is coming. Have we got a witness? The Bible tells us that we must all appear, amen, before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. To be judged. Each one of us will receive what we should get. Amen. 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 Good or bad. A day is coming when we will, not might. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't want to jump to the end of this because we got 5 minutes. Amen. We will receive what we should get. Good or bad, a day is coming. Amen. You better get your act together because, amen, he said, she said, amen. Oh, we got to get to the part. The truth of the matter is that we're going to have to give an account for the things that are done in the body. The Bible says in a day is coming, the Bible says. And what we got to understand here is that a day is coming and you need to be ready. You need to be ready. You need to be right. And you need to be real. Because the day is coming. Oh, it would be good if the day wasn't coming. Amen. But everything's going to bottleneck. Amen. Everything's going to come. It says that God shall judge. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That's a mighty good judge. Are you glad God's going to be the judge? Amen. You know, folk judge you, but and they treat you this way or that way. But the true fact of the matter is that God's gonna judge. Oh Lord have mercy. That kind of turns it up a notch. Amen. 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 And God is going to judge whether or not these Jews are genuine, whether or not the Gentiles are genuine, God is going to judge whether or not we are genuine. Amen. Amen. We are going to answer to God for our treatment of others. Amen. Amen. How we treat our churches. Amen. We're going to have to answer to God about how we, amen, treat our parents. Amen. We're going to have to answer to God. Amen. Amen. About how we treat our spouses. We're going to have to answer to God about how we treat the members, the clergy, the co-worker. We're going to have to answer to God. We all are going to have to. A day of reckoning is coming. A day of reckoning is coming, and you got to you got to recognize that we're not getting off the hook. Amen. 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 I tell you, neighbor, we got some explaining to do. Amen. Amen. We got some explaining. Amen. You better be ready. Amen. Because God is going to do the judging. The fact of the matter is, you're going to be ready. You better be ready, and you better be right. You know, we can get in our little modes, but you better be right. Amen. You better be right about your mistreatment of others. Amen. 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 You better make sure you're right. Amen. Amen. How you're coming down on somebody. Amen. 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 And you may feel justified in what you do and how you treat others, but the truth of the matter is you better be right. Are you mad at anybody? Do you have a vendetta against somebody? Amen. You can fool people, but the bottom line is, if you have an established position against someone, amen. Amen. Then the truth of the matter is that whatever little position you hold and whatever little attitude you got about the situation or about other people, you better be right. I'm not saying you can't have it. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't have that attitude. I'm just saying you better be right. Because there are no two ways. Amen. Everybody ain't right. And whatever you feel, however you feel towards somebody else, amen. What God called me to say is that we better be right. If you're talking about somebody or talking against somebody or if you're saying something about somebody, amen. It don't care who it is, your parents or whomever. You better be right. Amen. Amen. Because God has, day is coming when the truth's going to come out. The truth is going to be revealed. It's going to be revealed, and God is going to test what we are doing, amen, our behavior. And 1 Corinthians 3:13 tells us that the quality of each person's work will be seen when the day of Christ exposes it. Amen. Amen. It looked like you're a good church worker. Amen. Amen. But the day, the fire is going to come when everyone's work, the fire is going to test the real quality. You see, you can do anything. Oh, but the quality. The quality of your work. Will it hold its value? When you say something, talk is cheap. But God says, I'm going to have to test them. And what he's talking about is that judgment day is going to be a day when God is going to judge not only what you do, but why you did it. Why did you go to church? Why did you give that much money? I'm not going to knock you giving that much. Give all you want. We need all we can get. But the truth of the matter is, you better give it because you love the Lord, not because you love people or the pastor or Zion Rest even. You got to say, I love the Lord. He's, I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in Jesus. God is going to examine the motives. Amen. We got to get our motives right. What made me do it? Why did I do it? What is good or bad? If why am I mad? Have I got a witness? Amen. You got to, why is going to, and God has said, look, I can't go by what they say. They might be lying. You got to be right. In the church, even the church has become so, can I use the word political? Amen. Politics could just about mess up anything. Politics will mess up anything. Because people, amen, do things, their agendas. Politics has ruined the world. Because people will do things they really don't want to do. Because they're doing it for the wrong reason. Our motives. God is going to judge our motives. Notice what this verse says. There's coming a day, a time of testing, when God's judgment day, to see what kind of material each builder has used. Everyone will be put through the fire so that all can see whether or not it keeps its value and what was really accomplished. Was something accomplished for you or God? Was your motive you or was it God? Were you trying to build yourself up or was it about building up the kingdom? Motives. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is going to test our motive to see if they hold their value. We know what you said. Politics will ruin things because you know why? Because people are more concerned about people than they are about God. You said, no, that's not true. You lying on people. Am I? You stood flat-footed and told a lie. John chapter 12, verse 43. John 12, 43 said, people love the praise of men, some people, more than the praise of God. That's politics. Amen. And they're not going to do right, although they know what's right, because they don't want to get put out the synagogue. There was some leaders who were more concerned about the scribes and the Pharisees. And because it was political. Amen, amen, amen. We politicize things. And when you politicize things, innocent people get hurt. Guilty folk get off the hook. God wants to know if you're sincere. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit's power. We're praying for your guidance. Help us get our acts together. Oh, Lord, Ananias and Sapphira needed to do it. The folk who were putting offerings in needed to do it. You said you're doing it to be seen of men. John told the scribes and Pharisees, don't come down here to get baptized. Get your act together. Get it together. Amen. We honoring you with our lips, but our hearts are far from you. Help us. There's somebody that may be living in sin. Help them, oh God, since they're representing you, to come together and get their act together. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.